I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things.
Let's go bowling!
The following is the story of Corey Lay's serendipitous career as a duckpin bowling technician.
Let's go bowling!
Corey, who had just come back to Harrisonburg after hanging in Hawaii for 5 months, needed a job. Back in high school, he'd been good friends with Patrick Clark, son of Clay Clark, the owner of Clementine Cafe and Ruby's. And Clay was planning to open Ruby's Arcade, featuring wood-fired pizza, barbecue, billiards, darts, foosball, shuffleboard, and duckpin bowling.
I was up there hanging out, and he asked if I wanted a job, and I said yes, and he told me to meet him the next morning at 7 o'clock, and he would tell me what I would need to do, and that's how I started with everything.
Wait a minute. What did he tell you needed to do?
To work on these duckpin machines. And
did you know what a duckpin machine
was? No, I had no idea. And the funny thing was, when we got down there, he looked at me, and he's like, I'm going to be honest, I don't know too much about these myself either.
Is this Clay?
Yes, ma'am. He knows how to bowl on them and everything, but he doesn't know the mechanics. Like, there's like less than 50 bowling alleys left, or duckpin bowling alleys left in the United States. It may be a little bit more or less. I'm not sure. I haven't checked up on it. But he gave me this big old book about, I don't know, like 400, 500 pages long, and he's like, here's your book, here's a manual, and it will tell you everything you need to know about these machines. And this guy, Chris, he's here helping you and everything. So if you can't figure anything out, you can ask him, or you guys can go straight to the book. And so,
did Chris know what he was doing?
Not so much. He's kind of started out at the same way as me.
With a book.
Yeah. He had been there a year ahead of me, so he had a little bit more experience.
What did you think at this point, honestly?
Well, it was going to be an adventure, pretty much. I'm really good at using my hands and stuff, so like it wasn't too big of a challenge that I thought ahead. But after I like looked at the machines, like not really knowing what goes to what, because when we first got them and we started taking them apart and cleaning them, they weren't really put together. They were just thrown together so that they could. They were meant for packaging and shipped here from Maryland. And so we had to take them apart and take off all the straps and all that, and then like figure out like what piece went to what. And
with your book.
Yeah, yeah. And it was really interesting. It was a lot of fun. So we spent about a year and a half just working on the parts and cleaning them and figuring out what we needed to do to get them up and running.
About these machines. I mean, they came from Maryland. Where in Maryland? Had they been in operation?
Yeah, they were in operation. It was an old duckpin bowling alley in Baltimore, Maryland, I believe. And they just ended up shutting down, and Clay saw that they were selling them, and he was like, I'll take them. I have plans. And so we're
did
like,
he have plans before he saw them for sale, or did the plans come when
I'm
he
pretty sure he had a plan for the whole basement area before anything. It was just the pieces that were falling together, and he was capitalizing on it and everything. Right. So it was really nice. And like, it was really interesting. Like, he was telling me all these things of how everything's going to go and where's what. And it was interesting because I could actually see what he was actually telling me. And then now it's all together, and it's amazing.
Let's get back to your duck pin machines. You essentially have this dirty pile of parts.
Mm-hmm.
And a book.
Yes.
And you now have an operating duck pin bowling alley. So talk me through the high points and low points of the last year.
Well, there's a lot of things that I learned on this. So you have the normal 10-pin, the taller pins that everybody's used to, and the different size balls. What I didn't realize, like, everything was smaller. So, like, if we were to take pins or a bowling ball from the 10 pins, it would not fit into these duck pin bowling. The biggest challenge was actually getting everything together and hoping that when we connected power to it, that it actually worked.
Did you recognize the parts? I mean, were they similar to, you know, when you were a kid and took things apart? Did you recognize any of
Not really.
No.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I didn't really know what part went where. So I was just, my job was just to clean them at that point. So, and that's what I was doing. And when we finally got it done, that's when we started really going through the book and actually figuring out where each piece actually went.
You were literally sitting there with a part, looking in the book to where it went?
Mm-hmm. There's gearboxes, and a lot of that was together. Like, we didn't have, like, every single little piece taken apart. We had pretty much sections. So, like, there's the pit, and that was one section. And then the pin table, which picks up and drops the pins. And then the distributor table, which holds the pins until the person up front presses the reset and pulls it out and then resets all 10 pins.
Right. You put it together with your book, and then the puzzle is done. But it needs to run. It can't just sit there. So did you, you know, have a party and plug in your machine or what did you do?
We had a few parties, yeah. Or before the lanes were actually built, I would either take a couple of my friends down there and we'd had a little section built for just like short bowling. And so that was a lot of fun. And then when we actually got the full lanes and we weren't fully open, we'd had a couple parties or had some friends come down and it was a lot of fun.
And baptize it.
Yeah.
A strike.
Rolling down the alley with pretty playful Sally. Rolling down the alley, bowling Sally and me.
Being the world's best duck pin mechanic?
I don't know. It's always different. I could be sitting there for 2 hours and nothing's going wrong, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong. It's just interesting and fun and neat just to get the feel of how things are running and knowing exactly what needs to be done to get it back and up and running.
I remember duck pin bowling in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that this is retro.
Yes. I mean, it's almost like an old car. Like, it's really fascinating just the way that it works, just the way it runs compared to nowadays. All the machines are electrical, and so pretty much the machine does it itself.
How is your duck pin game?
Depends on my mood. sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Duck pin isn't easy, but it is a lot of fun.
You'll find a picture of Corey Lay and of Ruby Arcade's 10-pin bowling lanes on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
I likes to go bowling with my best friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. Bowling is my kind of game.